Yesterday, the governor issued a statement urging people to stay home from work and to be diligent about the use of masks amid a rising number of COVID cases in Alaska. I'm not here to debate the merits of what he said or what my opinions are. That's not the place of this particular platform. Like with faith, I have my own ideas, but I'll keep them to myself. The reason I bring up what he said at all is to highlight that even in staying home, you can easily immerse yourself in an outdoor lifestyle. In fact, throughout COVID and 2020, being outdoors has been one way many choose to find a bit of isolation. I know I've done that a few times myself. Dillingham has travel restrictions in place, as do a number of other area communities, though I'll admit I haven't totally kept up with the specifics for each village. When we have to quarantine, there's a solid 2 weeks to account for, away from others and left to our own devices. Again, for those who have outdoor passions, it doesn't have to be a time of desolation. Quite the opposite, actually. Today, let's consider some alternatives to sitting and twiddling your thumbs if you find yourself having to pass a couple of weeks at home. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. There are good reasons to be indoors, even if your much-preferred activities, pursuits, and passions are strongly rooted in the outdoors. For example, a few months ago I had a fever for the better part of 2 days. It wasn't COVID, by the way, just your run-of-the-mill fever. A fever over 100, or any sort of other illness, is a dandy reason to stay inside until it gets sorted out. And while we can somewhat combat the weather with having the right gear, sometimes the weather is bad enough that staying inside is the smart thing to do. A few weeks back, I needed to work on the roof of my cabin. I really wanted to get that done. But the weekend I planned to go up, it was raining hard and blowing to 40 miles per hour. Maybe some of you have the talent and dexterity to pull that off, but I'm a clumsy sort. I chose to stay home and stay inside. I love winter. I've never made any secret of that. And I'm okay with colder temperatures. However, at times it can be dangerously cold out, and the smart move is to stay indoors. My point? Sometimes being inside wins out. My other point? There's still a lot of outdoor-related stuff you can fill your time with. For myself, I know I can feel a sense of urgency about some of the stuff I want to do or am planning to do outdoors, and I'm forced to be inside. At such times, keep in mind that life is more of a marathon, not a sprint, with regards to the stuff we do. Put another way, and to quote renowned American essayist and poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, life is a journey, not a destination. So if you're an outdoor sort and you're needing to hole up for a while, possibly prompted by COVID, there's still stuff you can do. An example, reloading, or hand loading if you choose to see it that way. I have reloaded for a number of years and really gotten back into it more in the last 5 years or so. I have the dies to reload for every caliber in my home, but I do still use factory ammo for a few of my rifles. I am all about what's most accurate, and the fact is, for a few of my guns, factory ammo is the most accurate stuff I've found that I can shoot in them. But I digress. Reloading is an outdoor-tied indoor activity. It seems to me that in 2020 I have spent more time at the reloading bench than in other years. Possibly that's tied to COVID and being mandated to be inside for stretches, and maybe it's just a coincidence. Irrespective of my personal spike in reloading efforts, if you shoot a gun of any kind, this can be a wonderful hobby to take up and provide for a high-quality activity to augment what you do outdoors. For those not familiar with the activity, reloading involves taking the one reusable component from a round of ammunition, the cartridge case, and adding a new primer, powder, and bullet back to it so it can be used again, as opposed to going out and buying more ready-to-shoot factory ammo. The commonly provided reason for choosing to do this is that it's cheaper and saves you money. I personally think that's a lie we tell ourselves and our spouses. If you shoot enough, maybe it can be cheaper over a long period of time. Otherwise, I don't think there's a shred of truth to that argument. It takes certain gear to get going, as well as the consumable supplies, such as the bullets and primers. What I do like about it is it's just another level of involvement in something I like to do anyhow. Also, I shoot some oddball calibers, so it's a way to keep shooting those calibers. And also, you can often find loads that are more accurate than factory ammo in your own guns. And, pulling it back to today's topic, it's a great thing to do if you have to be inside. At the low end of the spectrum, as far as effort on your part goes, would be watching a screen of some type, be it something on TV or something you pull up on the internet. In terms of movies, keeping with an outdoor theme, well, that was actually a topic on here a few years ago. There's a bunch, to be sure. Depending on your personal taste, there are any number that can both entertain and inspire you for when you're ready and able to be back out there again. Some that I have enjoyed include The Ghost in the Darkness, The Snow Walker, Wind River, The Gray, The Edge, and The Revenant. My all-time favorite movie is Jeremiah Johnson, followed closely by Lonesome Dove. If fishing's more your thing, then it doesn't get any better, in my humble opinion, than A River Runs Through It. I could watch that movie time and time again, and often do. Or maybe you go the route of trying to learn something or improve on something. YouTube videos, for example, can be enormously entertaining and informative. I've used YouTube to better understand the inner workings of some of my older guns, various mechanical means of conveyance I've used, and to research outdoor places I'd like to visit in the future. And there's this. If you're the type who likes to laugh, I do. I'll offer up a very specific video series, albeit with a caveat. Google a video series called True Facts. They are short, 5 minutes or so, and about an eclectic array of wildlife species. Three things are true about these videos, and there's a bunch of them. First, they have very good video footage. Second, they share a lot of cool, true facts about the species that they highlight. And third, they're funny. True story. I actually have trouble breathing sometimes because I'm laughing so hard watching them. The caveat? There can be some adult language, so be aware of that going in. Actually, in terms of simple things, I prefer to read when given the choice, and that's a great indoor activity no matter where you're at or what you're doing. Something new to me for this year is I've started using a tablet, and I'm starting to warm up to downloaded books. I still prefer turning an actual page, but having so much reading material at my fingertips in such a lightweight device sure is nice. Books, both fiction and nonfiction, can bolster what you do outdoors, or just simply entertain, such as with a good McManus book. For as far back as I can remember, I have always been a big fan of reading. I'm not sure my parents have ever read a half a dozen books between them in their lifetimes, so I'm inclined to think that this is something I picked up from my grandpa. Grandpa spent large amounts of his time outside, doing something, but it seemed like whenever he was inside, he was never without a book. So it's quite possible I picked up my own love of reading from him. I certainly picked up enough of his other traits. At any rate, I try never to be without a good book. I read a lot of different genres, and some are tied to the outdoors. I mentioned liking the movie Lonesome Dove a lot, but the book is even better. In fact, there's 4 separate books covering the lives of the 2 main characters, and they are all excellent on their own. I've also been reading something that's a bit of a new genre for me. I guess the word would be apocalyptic. A lot of them seem to read the same, though, because there's only so many ways that you can take out huge numbers of people at once or change our living conditions in the blink of an eye. Electromagnetic pulses and airborne viruses seem to garner most of the love from writers of such. I will say that apocalyptic type settings aren't anything new. Ever see a movie called On the Beach? It's outstanding, and it's from 1959, exploring this very topic. Also, one of my all-time favorite books, Earth Abides. Well worth your time to read. It dates back to the 1940s. An activity specific to me, though it doesn't have to be specific to me, is taxidermy. I've had an uptick in the time I've spent working on fish and antler mounts, and some of that was definitely tied to our springtime months when COVID first became an issue. I used to do taxidermy as a side business, but I haven't done a lot in recent years, at least until this year. I've done a bit more, but as we approach the end of the year, I feel like I could have done even more. Taxidermy for me is a creative outlet, and there are other such things to be done indoors. Do you like to paint? Or possibly write? Those are things that you can do when you have to be inside, and you can do them with an eye towards the things you cherish about the outdoors. The visual arts or writing can be tremendous outlets to consider if you have to be inside. The list of things today that I have shared has actually been pretty short, at least from what I was thinking when I started writing this episode. I often use this show as a platform to implore you to be outside as much as possible, and I often espouse the notion that we live in one of the very best places on earth for doing just that. However, I also acknowledge that sometimes we have to be indoors. 2020 has, perhaps, hit us over the head with that more than recent years. Well, I guess my big takeaway today would be this. Don't let COVID get you down. Don't let having to be indoors to quarantine get you down. There's still a lot you can do, and with the right attitude, you can have a lot of fun doing it. Try something new. Involve yourself in a deeper way. Use the time that you have to come out on the other side for the better. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.